Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Steve Moore. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. He is part of the Freedom Works organization. He's the co-author of The End of Prosperity, among other books, which he's written over the years, including Trumponomics. He wrote that book. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. 73%, I think, of Republicans think that this election was stolen. 23% of Democrats think we need to get to the bottom of what happened. That's way over half of America, Steve. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I saw that about almost half of Americans, you know, do think there was a severe irregularities and fraud, and so that is that's a big deal, because we need to make sure that Americans know that they can have faith in this electoral system. The fraud happened, by the way, in my opinion, through the massive mail-in balloting. And,
yeah,
the Republicans were asleep at the switch. They should not have allowed that to happen, because there's no way to really document that the people who filled out the ballots
were
the ones who came around the ballots, and there's no way to stop people from from voting twice.
Even when it's done right, it's a mess, and it opens up all kinds of fraud opportunities. Giuliani kept saying was, we have no way to match a ballot with a signature request or an application. They're completely disconnected. Those votes are illegitimate now.
You know what worries me is that we have a really important elections in Georgia in 3 weeks. And they are now using the same fraudulent mail-in balloting that they used in the general election.
Unbelievable.
It's outrageous.
And that state's run by Republicans, isn't it? I mean, the governor's a Republican.
It is. It is. And we'll see what how that turns out. Obviously, as your listeners know, if the two seats go over to the Democrats, then you're putting them in a murderer's row. You're having Biden as president, Pelosi as Speaker, or Chuck Schumer as the Senate Majority Leader. That's a pretty anti-business.
That's an anti-American combination, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you better believe it.
That's not good for America.
My prediction is, Jim, that Republicans are going to win both those seats.
Yeah. Well, that's the firewall. The Senate is the firewall for America, as far as I'm concerned.
It's the check and balances that we need. And, look, if... And certainly, by the way, the stock market and investors and small businesses want the Republicans to win those two seats. They want a check and balance. And incidentally, I do think if Georgia went with the Democrats in those two seats, you'd see a crash in the market because, look at the Biden anti-small business agenda. He wants to get rid of right-to-work laws. He wants a $15 minimum wage. He wants to have a massive tax increase on small businesses. It would be very negative. And by the way, did you see, Jim, that the NFIB survey for December came out, and it was a sharp downward trend in small business confidence.
Bill Dunkelberg is on my show every month for 20 years. We reported on that last week. Yeah, there's no question about that. No, it's very telling, and that was the first full one after the election, and that was even before everything was resolved. Steve, here's my question. In what universe of honesty and truth and laws are these five or six states allowed to do what they did and get away with it? What's happened to our checks and balances? What's upsetting me is it seems to me that the left is breaking the rules, and then they use our rules against us. And I'm talking about the Supreme Court not hearing Texas's case on a technicality. They break the rules, and then they use our rules against us. What do you think?
Yeah. And my good friend Kim Strassel, who,
yep. You
know, with the Wall Street Journal,
right.
had a good column on this about a week or so ago, where she basically said, and I agreed entirely with her analysis, which is, you know, the Democrats realized the only way they could win a national election, given how popular Trump was to have mail-in balloting, where which is open to fraud, where they could, you know, have people vote multiple times and so on. And they pulled that off, and there was no monitoring of what was going on. And truly, Jim, what happened in this election, it was over before Election Day.
That's right.
Trump had a massive, massive turnout on Election Day, something we've never seen before in the history of the country. And yet so much mail-in balloting came in, and so much it was fraudulent.
Right.
There was no way Trump, he came within 100,000 votes of winning out of 150 million cast.
Right. And you know, my skin was crawling in September when I learned about all these mail-in. I mean, I had a bad feeling about it as early as September. You probably did too.
Yeah.
And
there's not a lot that can be done about this. But for those who love Trump and think that he was has been a great president, which you can put me in that camp. Obviously, I've worked for the man.
Yeah,
he's not going away.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to. Here's what I'm trying to tell people: you don't have to love Trump to acknowledge his accomplishments. You don't have to love the man to love his results. And I'm telling you, when I admired him the most, even though I used to be a detractor, I've written articles about some of his stuff years ago. But when I saw him turn on his opinion about China, when I saw him try to embrace China, and then when they slapped him back, he turned around and saw the reality of them. That's when I knew that man's a problem solver, and he cares about America. We'll see watch the relationship of America with China under Biden, folks. That's the bellwether. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Steve Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.